We are deep into the off-season program, but what is allowed in each part of it? Here's an easy explanation of the 9-week voluntary off-season program per the 2011 collective bargaining agreement. Phase 1. The first 2 weeks of the program were held the final 2 weeks of April. Activities were limited to strength and conditioning and physical rehabilitation. There's interaction in the classroom with the coaching staff, but no coaches are allowed on the field. Phase 2. The next 3 weeks of the program, on-field workouts include individual instruction and drills, but no live contact or team offense versus team defense drills. The final day of Phase 2 for the Jaguars is Friday, May 19th. Phase 3. Over the final 4 weeks of the program, the team can hold a total of 10 days of organized team activities. Again, no live contact is allowed, but teams are allowed to work in 7-on-7, 9-on-7, and 11-on-11 drills for the first time. A 3-day mandatory minicamp inside of Phase 3 is the final part of the off-season program before the summer dead period.